Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Carson Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, January 8th, also known as December 38th. Because it feels like 2020 ain't quite gone yet. Anyway, on the show today, let's see. We have the Good Vibe Tribe. We have New Music Friday. What else we have on the show today? How did it just happen? I've already forgotten.
Keith Suburban.
Oh, that's right. We had people try and spell the names of towns and cities in Massachusetts to get a meet and greet with Keith Urban. And producer Dan has the weekly wrap up. Real quick before we get to the Good Vibe Tribe, Kennedy, I want to get your opinion on this. So this guy shared a story how he and his wife had their first child at 11:05 p.m. on December 31st. But when he was filling out the information for the birth certificate, he put that his son was born at 12:05 a.m. on January 1st. Why, you ask? He said, and I quote, 2020 was a crappy year. I'm glad it's finally over. I don't want my son to be associated with it. This is unfair to my son because he only lived in 2020 for about an hour. He ended up getting into a shouting match with the nurse, and then the doctor came. They took the form away and wouldn't let him fill it out. And then his wife got mad at him for making a scene at that moment in their lives. So what do you think?
Well, this happens a lot. People who want to wait, you know, be the first baby born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, scheduling C-sections or just like literally trying to hold it in until midnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know
well,
what I mean?
Yeah, but you get the tax deduction for December 31st, not for January 1st. That's what I'm thinking. Like you're trying to get tax breaks on the year before.
Your baby is born when they're born. I just like, what?
Please, you get a tax child. Break for having a dependent for 5 minutes?
Yes. Yeah, you get the entire year. Yep.
Well, that is
insane.
Well, you got to have a deadline sometime, and that is it.
I would imagine it should be. You know, 51% of the year.
No, that's not the way the tax loopholes work, Kennedy. Get you some kids. That's all I'm saying.
I'm all set, thanks.
All right, let's do it.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And of course, you can always text us somebody that should be featured in the Good Vibe Tribe, 617-931-1234. For the last 3 months, a woman who works the drive-thru at a Wendy's near Seattle has been saying, "I love you" to every customer just to lift their spirits, which is cool just in and of itself.
It's so sweet.
Right?
The love of my Wendy's drive-thru person.
Here's your Frosty. Here's your double. I love you.
I would say I love you too. Give me more barbecue sauce.
Well, guess what? She has been keeping track of how many people have said it back to her. And so far, she is at a little over 2,700 people who have said, "I love you" back.
I love that.
This is so wholesome.
I wonder if I would say "I love you" back to a random drive-thru worker.
I think you would, Dan.
Yeah, I would. I totally would.
Especially if it's Wendy's. I think you would.
I'd be like, this is a lot for a 4 for $4, but why not?
Man, this is a Chili's.
I love this trend. Another 2021 tip is in the news. Someone walked into a smoothie place in Florida called Miami Squeeze. They bought $72 worth of drinks and then left the staff a tip for $2,021.
That is unbelievable. Amazing.
A janitor at a hospital near L.A. has raised a bunch of money by asking coworkers to donate their spare change, even if it's just a penny. In week one, he raised $1,400 for the Boys and Girls Club, and it inspired a new payroll deduction program at the hospital where workers can now have 50 cents to $5 automatically deducted from their paychecks. The annual No Pants subway ride in New York City and everywhere else has been canceled, unfortunately. I know you're sad about that one, Kennedy. I know
it's
you loved it.
It's always a great day. The pictures the next day from the T are always spectacular.
Those are that and then the day after the Santa Speedo run are always my favorite days to check the pictures.
I loved it when Kelly Olynyk from the Celtics did it. It was just a 7-foot dude with hair down his back in his underwear on the train.
Yes.
The National Museum of American History is asking people to share memories of 2020 for a time capsule about the year to share with people in future generations.
We already did one. Get on board.
Yeah, like, doesn't it feel like we did the time capsule in like 2018?
Yeah, I don't even remember when that happened.
Do you remember where in your yard we buried it, Annie?
Yes, because when my parents did my yard over, they had to make sure that they didn't dig it up. So, shout out
That's
to Tom and Lonnie Dow for doing it.
What was in our time capsule? I don't even remember. Was there a mask?
There was a mask. There was hand sanitizer. There was the letter that we all had to keep in our glove boxes that we were essential personnel.
Toilet paper?
There was like a sheet of toilet paper.
I put a marathon thing in there.
Yeah.
There's like a graduation tassel.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you remember how hungover you were when you were trying to dig that up?
Oh, my God, Dan.
That's the funniest video. Your dad's like, give me the shovel, you mess.
My eyes were so blurry. Kennedy came over, and I was like, listen, I am a little drunk.
Kennedy. Like, I'm already going, I'm like, Annie, let's go.
Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio this morning?
So there is a chef in Washington, D.C. named Jose Andres, and he runs the World Central Kitchen, and he's been feeding people this whole pandemic. But on Wednesday, he delivered late-night dinner to the National Guard and to the police in Washington, D.C., who were enforcing the curfew after the riots at the U.S. Capitol. Here's what he had to say.
And I know it's a lot of controversies on everything, but we feed people. We feed anybody and everybody. And we activate when there is need. And today, police is maintaining my beautiful Washington, D.C. safe.
Huh.
They delivered 120 pizzas. He gave an update at 1 a.m. because they were still cooking.
Right.
They were using the kitchen of his D.C. restaurant to make like egg sandwiches and hot stew for the morning.
Mm, good for him. Good for him. I saw that UMass, the basketball team, was in D.C. when all of this happened. I guess they were getting ready to play a basketball game. And
they
obviously
were, yeah.
The curfew kicked in. And so they got on the bus and had to come back to Boston, which is pretty scary. Yep. All right. There you go.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
Well, Florida Georgia Line has a new song. It's called New Truck. They are still going strong, allegedly. They dropped another single off their upcoming album, Life Rolls On, which is set to debut February 12th. They both have announced solo projects, including Tyler Hubbard teaming up with Tim McGraw. Are you saying maybe it's time for them to part ways, Kennedy?
They should have left it on the back of the truck to then go off the back of the truck when they hit the highway and be run over by every other car.
Not even the good things that fall off the back of the truck. It's not sunglasses or a new Coke, Kennedy. It's a really, really bad song.
I used to buy a lot of razors off the back of a truck.
There you go, Daniel.
Here it is, Florida Georgia Line, new truck.
Black chaps with a holster on my hip. Blowing smoke like tobacco, I'ma dip. I've been feeling real country and western. Shots fired, anybody wanna test? I got a new truck, I got a new ride. I got it souped up, I like it too high. I got a new truck, I got a new ride. Shawty wanna ride, shawty when I roll by. I got a new truck, I got a new truck.
You know, I love Florida Georgia Line. I think we know this. I've been to their concerts. I've met the guys. In fact, one of the guys grew up not far from where I grew up in Florida. His dad is a mayor in my old hometown. I love those guys to death. That could be the worst song they've ever released.
Ever. It's really sad.
He has a holster on his hip.
Really? Shoddy, you want to ride shoddy? Like, what happened to them? It really, really makes me sad because I used to love their music.
They're trying to do, like, country rap.
It's so bad.
It sounds like what like somebody making a parody of what a new country song would sound like and not a real song.
I don't know when this was written, but I wonder if this was written just really quickly so that they wouldn't think they're breaking up, you know, because they are breaking up. Well,
like tobacco, I'm a dip.
It's so bad.
Zayn Malik is back. He has released this sultry song, Kennedy, that is set to appear on the singer's third studio album. Nobody Is Listening is the name of that. It is dropping next Friday the 15th. This will be Zayn's first album in 3 years. Zayn Malik, formerly of...
One Direction.
That is correct, Kennedy. I knew you were a 1D-er secretly.
Sure. He's a new dad and everything, Carson. There's a lot happening. I know.
The song is called Vibes. I'm gonna do all the things, type of things that happen in your dreams. Cause you're right where you need to be. Just don't keep me. Got a real R&B thing going on there, huh?
I would like to introduce to you guys how they had that baby. It was when that song was playing in the background. That is how Gigi got pregnant.
That would be a little awkward to have your own music playing while you were...
Mariah Carey.
Are you kidding me? Beyonce
time.
Does it all the time.
I do it to all my weekly wrap-ups.
Poor Britney.
Poor Britney. Kings of Leon. Kennedy, do you remember Kings of Leon?
Got here, Carson. I feel like it was one of those songs.
Yes, kids all over Boston singing Sex on Fire. That's my favorite.
So good.
And of course, they had another huge hit with You Somebody. Well, Kings of Leon, they are back. They dropped two new singles off their upcoming album, When You See Yourself. It is set to debut March 5th, and it is the band's first album in 5 years. So this is their song. It's called The Bandits. Some Pearl Jam vibes on that.
Yeah, I need his voice to be louder.
Yeah,
I
turn your vocals up.
Right, I love Kings of Leon, but this is like, it's like a sandwich that's missing something. It's like the crappy peanut butter or something. You know what I mean? Like, it needs oomph. I need oomph
like
in the sandwich.
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
It's a nice break from all the sort of poppy stuff.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm wondering if the copy of it that we have isn't a great copy because it does sound a little muddled and you can't hear his vocals.
It's the official it's the official video on YouTube.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. The Vivo or whatever?
Yeah.
The Vivo, yeah.
Huh. All right. And finally, we have a new song from Taylor Swift. You know, it wasn't enough for Taylor to drop one album in 2020. She dropped two albums in 2020. Evermore seems to be the gift that keeps on giving. Taylor dropped two bonus tracks for her Swifties titled Right Where You Left Me and this single, It's Time to Go. And on this track, Kennedy, fans think Taylor is calling out Scooter Braun. For example, here are the lyrics. Now he sits on his throne in his place of bones, praying to his greed. He's got my past frozen behind glass, but I've got me.
They think it is?
It's unreal.
Here it is. New music just released last night from Taylor Swift. It's Time to Go.
15 years, 15 million tears, begging till my knees bled. I gave it my all, he gave me nothing at all, then wondered why I left. He sits on his throne in his palace of bones, praying to his greed. He's got my past frozen behind glass, but I've got me. That old familiar body ache, the snaps from the same little breaks in my soul. I know when it's time to go.
It surprises me that this is that she released this, because I feel like both of these albums have not really been anything about what's been going on in her life regarding Scooter Braun and all of that mess. I feel like it's just been something completely different, which I've enjoyed.
Well, she doesn't let him own the albums. That's the most important part, right? It's still about her. It's still about her storytelling.
She's in a really happy place. Why does she need to go backwards?
But
I think this song can be up to interpretation. It could be about leaving a relationship. It could, like, you know what I mean? It's still up for people to feel the way.
Yeah, no, it's about Scooter Braun. Yeah, that's about Scooter Braun.
Throne of Bones? Yeah, Scooter.
Yeah, she went
just
at
saying.
Him. She went at him. I love the album. I got to tell you, I love both of the albums. I think they're really good. I think she's in a really good spot musically.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So we are still talking about what happened in Washington, D.C. a couple of days ago. And one of the people talking about is Jenna Bush Hager. She was talking with Hoda about this, saying, "This is not the America that I know." She said, "What was hard for so many of us that have grieving hearts is these images are not our America. This is not the America you know." She also recalled her own memories of spending time at the Capitol.
I have had the privilege of standing on those steps and several inaugurations, not just for family members, but for the first Black president of the United States of America. Mm-hmm. When I was a teacher in inner city D.C., and that meant so much to so many, I kissed my grandfather goodbye in that rotunda. Mm. I have felt the majesty of our country in those walls, and nobody can take that from any of us.
Mm. Wow.
Well said. So Ed Sheeran has decided he's ready for something new. He's been, you know, quarantined, having a baby. We have not heard anything from
him. Well, we just got a new song from Ed Sheeran, Kennedy.
And, okay, and he said that he's ready for something new, and that is being a DJ.
What?
Stop.
That's right.
Stop it.
Stop it. He is set to release his first ever remix of Passenger's new song Sword from the Stone, calling the tune the Gingerbread Mix. You can guess why. They have been friends for years after meeting when they were teenagers. Who knew that? And they have covered songs together before, but never done anything like this. So apparently a Passenger, who is one person, Michael Rosenberg, asked Ed about working together, and he said yes, but then 2020 happened. So Ed produced the new remix of Sword from the Stone, and they both love it.
This is, have you not heard this one, Kennedy?
Probably not.
This is his new one. It's called Afterglow.
Saturday morning is fading. The sun's reflected by the coffee in your hand. My eyes are caught in your gaze all over again.
Was that you snoring?
Yes,
not me. I mean, I was about to, but.
Okay.
It doesn't grab you off the jump.
No. When he released that song a couple weeks ago, he said, "All right, now I'm back off to being a dad. Bye."
Yeah.
And Beyonce. Well, Adele. God, I can't do this. I can't.
I know.
What do you need, Kennedy? What do you need?
Someone else to speak for me, Annie.
Yes, nobody ma'am. Can speak for you, Kennedy.
I'll mansplain the dirty.
You,
I don't care.
Adele and Beyonce.
What?
There have been whispers of them coming together for many, many years. However, it looks like the whispers might actually be true. There are no confirmations, no word. However, it is being said that singer and songwriter and producer Rafael Sadiq, songwriter Jimmy Napes, and her have already contributed to said album.
Yes.
So that.
Adele doing an R&B sound? Are you kidding me?
Just the harmony of those two amazing women.
Oh my God.
The runs of it all, Annie. The runs of it all.
Adele and Rafael Sadiq, that's going to be such a good song. But Adele and Beyonce is something that I have dreamt of.
Really?
Since I can remember. Huh. Yes, because, and they love each other. Adele accepted an award. I think it was the Grammys, I want to say. And she just said, you know, Beyonce, thank you for Lemonade. Thank you for making that album. Like, they just both admire each other so much. And I love when people like that team up, because they just respect both of the other one's art so much. I don't know if I can handle it, though. Like, I feel like it's going to come out and I'm going to implode.
Well, we'll all be here to find out together.
Annie, did you take the Beyonce Peloton class yet?
I don't have a Peloton.
Oh, I thought you were doing the classes, though.
Yeah, but
I did like the workout classes, but that's when the app was free, and the app's not free anymore.
They have a deal on it right now. They're running like a 30-day special where you can get it for like $5 or something, and they have a Beyonce class in there. That's all I'm saying.
Well, if it's for Beyonce, then I guess I can do it.
I'll give you my password, Annie.
Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
The entertainment that keeps me going.
On Mix 104.1.
Keith Urban can do no wrong in my eyes. Oh, when he does the blues. Oh, he's so good in the blues.
Like, I know he's a country artist, but I feel like he has sort of spanned many genres, which is a tough thing to do.
Arguably one of the greatest guitar players of all time in country music. So here's the thing. He's putting on a radio.com live stream, and then there's also a chance to do a little video meet and greet with Keith Urban.
Yeah, like a Zoom call, if you will, just between you and some other folks.
That's the one we just played. This is the one Too Many with Pink. This is his new one.
This is a great song.
He's got a new album, too. Just came out. What is it? Speed of Sound Part 2, I think is the name of that one. All right, here's what we're going to do. Kennedy has come up with a game. The game is called Keith Suburban.
It's so good.
It's so stupid.
It
is fun.
But that's, you know, that's what you've come
that's
to expect on our show. Here's what's going to happen. Okay, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Let's grab first Maureen from Norwood. Are you there?
I am.
Are you nervous?
A little bit.
You should be. We have scoured the map and found a bunch of cities, towns, areas in the Commonwealth. If you can spell this one correctly, you win. Game's over. And we can all move on with our lives.
It's going to be a real short segment.
Could be really short. You could win it right here.
Okay, now I'm even more nervous.
You got ice in your veins, Maureen. Let's do this.
Here we go.
Okay.
The name of this town is Aquinnah. Spell Aquinnah.
Oh, this is harder than I thought it was going
to
be.
I didn't even know how to pronounce it at first. We're all looking on the internet. Where is that place? It's in Massachusetts, Aquinnah. Go ahead and spell it for me.
Aquinnah?
Cheating. Yeah, no cheating. You're taking way too long.
Oh, my God. I didn't. Okay. A-Q-U-A-Q-U-A-N-A-H?
Ugh. I am sorry, that is incorrect.
Sorry, Maureen.
Yep. Sorry, Maureen. Paula's from Oxford. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Trying to look up Aquinnah because that one's gone. We're picking a different town now.
Next.
We're not going to give you that chance. By the way, Aquinnah was spelled A-Q-U-I-N-N-A-H. That is Aquinnah.
Yes.
Of course. Who doesn't know that?
Everyone.
All right.
Except the people who live there.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Spell the town of Mattapoisett.
Oh my gosh. So hard.
A lot of old Indian towns.
Come on, Paula.
Mattapoisett.
Yep.
M.
Typing, no
yeah,
M. A.
Yeah.
T. T-A-P-O-I-S-E-T-T.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is
no,
incorrect.
No way. That sounded right.
No, not even close.
Is
not,
that right?
Yeah, she
How
wasn't even.
How do you
even
spell it? That's exactly what I would have said.
No, Mattapoisett. M-A-T-T-A-P-O-I-S-E-T-T.
That's what she said.
That's
no,
what she said, Carson.
No, I don't believe she did.
What do you think she said wrong?
Hold on. She's still there. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Did
yes.
Did you get that right? No. I don't think she did, Kennedy.
I think she did. Because I thought she wasn't going to get the two T's at the end, and she did.
I thought she said two P's.
No.
I need a ruling from the crowd. Did she get it right?
I heard that she got it right.
I heard that she got it right as well.
Yeah, but you guys have COVID. What do you know?
Yeah, not it's much. True.
I'm waiting to
Daniel?
See.
Daniel, can
Daniel
you
wasn't
in on
listening.
It?
He's
I was sure. Working the phone. Someone has working. To answer when people call.
All right, we got a text from the 774 that says she did get it right.
Yay!
We're going to give it to her.
Yay!
Nice job. Yay! Nice job. Good call, Kennedy. I thought it was a little bit broken up there. I thought maybe she said an extra P or a T or something in there. Well, Paula, congratulations. You're going to get to see a Radio.com exclusive concert with Keith Urban. And then not only that, you're going to get invited into a video chat room where you're going to get to do a virtual meet and greet with Keith Urban. How about that?
That's awesome.
Mm. And you also have the support of the people. Everyone is texting and saying, yes, she did. She got it right.
Yes. She got it right. I'm kind of bummed. I had a bunch of good ones, Kennedy. How about Bill Ricca? Can you spell Bill Ricca for Keith Suburban?
B-I-L-L-E-R-I-C-A.
Yes. Bill how about Ricca? Chicopee?
C-H-I-C-K-O-P-E-E?
No, it's C-O-P-E-E.
Oh. That's the hardest one.
No, the hardest one is Lester. Spell Lester.
L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R.
Look at you ladies.
Lesta.
Lesta. Well, congratulations to you, Paula from Oxford. We appreciate you listening this morning. You have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Again, a congratulations to Paula from Oxford. Yay, Paula. Paula just won herself a meet and greet with Keith Urban. And then she's also going to get to watch the digital concert. A big thank you to radio.com. You can always listen to Mix on radio.com no matter where you are. You just download the app on your phone. It's a free download. Lots of great stuff on there. And just quickly, too, somebody had asked about the Unfiltered After Show podcast, which was supposed to come back on Monday. But with Kennedy and Annie doing the show, quarantined in Quincy, we had to postpone the show. We couldn't get it done, technically speaking. So it will return probably Tuesday of next week. Because that's
Yay.
Annie, you'll be back in the building on Monday.
Yep.
And then Kennedy will be back on Tuesday.
Yep. Keeping it safe.
Keeping it safe. Keith Suburban. Keeping it safe.
I wish we could do it again.
I know. I want to play again.
No, I love that. I love Keith Suburban, Kennedy.
We'll have to bring back Massachusetts Towns one way or another.
I just feel. Imagine like Keith Urban in a like minivan.
All I can picture is a Ford Windstar with like crushed up Cheerios. On
yeah, exactly.
I picture a Honda Odyssey with like apple juice in the center console, like sticky everywhere.
Yeah, Toy Story 2 playing on the DVD player.
Yes.
All right, let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. So Taylor Swift just gave us some more music. She released the deluxe version of her latest album, Evermore, to streaming services, and it featured two new songs, It's Time to Go and Right Where You Left Me. So why did she decide to do that? Here is what she had to say.
Kennedy, why did she do that? I'm just curious. All right, hold on. I guess she's going to tell us here in her own words.
I've never put out an album this quickly in succession after a brand new album. But then again, I've never had a concept like this come to me before where I wanted to continue exploring. Even after an album was released, I didn't want to move on to something else. I wanted to just keep on digging.
I love that. I love the picture that she posted of her in like some sort of dinosaur onesie the other day. I thought that was pretty funny.
You can never have too many onesies, I always say.
That is true.
But there's a lot of, you know, it can't be a Taylor Swift song unless there's a whole bunch of consternation as to why it was written. So I want to play you a little bit of It's Time to Go. Here's that.
15 years, 15 million tears, begging till my knees bled. I gave it my all, he gave me nothing at all, then wondered why I left. Now he sits on his throne in his palace of bones, praying to his greed. He's got my past frozen behind glass, but I've got me. That old familiar body ache, the snaps from the same little breaks in my soul. I know. When it's time to go.
So folks are saying that is about her falling out with her former friend Karlie Kloss. Annie, your thoughts?
I thought the other one was about Karlie Kloss, not that
both.
One.
From what I'm reading, they're saying both.
So I think the other one mentions, it's like a whisper from the sisters.
Yes, okay, so that one, the part about the bones, that clearly was about Scooter Braun. And then this one that says, not your twin, from your dreams, she's a crook who got caught.
I mean, that's what I mean. There's so many lyrics in these songs that can be interpreted so many different ways. And, like, that's the best thing about Taylor Swift's songwriting. Mm-hmm. The other song, what is it called, Kennedy? It's right...
Right here. Oops. Hang on.
Because there's
Right Where You Left Me.
Right Where You Left Me. So I think in that song, she says something like... The whispers of the sister.
The words of a sister come back in whispers. The proof that's that she was not, in fact, what she seemed.
So that, to me, is more straightforward towards Karlie Kloss because they were so close for so many years, and Karlie Kloss is involved with the Trump family. She's married into that family, and Taylor is obviously very outspoken. Man. I know. It's a lot. I've had a lot of time on my hands, Carson. I don't know if you know this, but I've been stuck inside the house. So
Bored in the house.
Right. Miley Cyrus released a song, and it is in memory of her beloved rescue dog, Mary Jane. She was left heartbroken after the pit bull lost its year-long battle with cancer, and she shared this song.
I wish you looked at me the way you look at Mary Jane. Knowing that you're losing me, I wonder what you gain. My heart was in your hands, but now you've got hold of my brain. I wish you looked at me the way you look.
She's just a savage in writing songs right now. I mean, she's in such a good spot.
Miley's very similar to you, Kennedy. She loves her animals more than they're part of her, right? And her dog Floyd passed away before she performed her banger tour in Boston, and she could not get up off of the stage for an hour because she was crying so hard. This is just, she had a huge Floyd dog during her tour. This is just like, these are the most important things in her life are her animals. And when I saw, she posted her Instagram story that Mary Jane passed away, and all day yesterday I was like, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. Like, I just want to give her a hug. There's nothing worse than an animal dying, and especially when you feel like she does and like you do.
All right, we have to move on. I'm sorry. Carson, I've got a royal update for you.
Oh, Kennedy, I've been waiting for this.
I know. And this is such a good one, Carson.
Okay. What you got?
Well, Prince William and Kate Middleton are coming to California to see Harry and Meghan.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Yeah, so Meghan and Harry were supposed to go to England to review the royal exit deal and do some other things, but obviously they can't travel.
Right.
And they don't want to travel. And so they've decided, William and Kate, that they're going to travel at some point in 2021.
How about that? They can all go to Disneyland. That would be fun.
Anything. I think it's great to be back together and maybe mend fences if they needed mending. And I love it.
Have you listened to the podcast yet?
I have not.
I was a little underwhelmed. I wanted more of the...
Podcasts are hard to do. They're not something you can just hop on and do.
The first one was just like an introductory thing. It was like 90 seconds. I was like, okay, cool. And then they released, it was like a holiday special. And it was mostly just all their celebrity friends talking about, you know, the holidays, being away from friends and family. Like, I hope it gets into like what life is like for them on a more personal level. Right. I hope it goes there. Kennedy, I was thinking if we were like all members of the royal family, who would we all be?
Meghan.
I'd be
Meghan.
One of those, the random cousins.
No, you would be Margaret. No, you would be Margaret.
I don't want to be Margaret.
Why? Margaret is smart and funny and full of personality.
She's also old as dirt, but thanks.
No, I don't mean Margaret now. I just mean Margaret in general.
I want to be the one that it's always in the tablets going, what did she wear?
And I feel like Annie, you would be Princess Anne.
I don't know what that means. I don't know anything about the royals.
That's
I think
a
I
compliment.
The crown and he's way back.
Oh, I'm all
you
deep
need to
in
be
it.
Doing modern royals if you're going to ask.
No, I don't care about the modern royals.
And real quick, a new court date has been set for Meghan's legal battle against the Mail on Sunday over publishing her letter to her estranged father, Thomas. The trial is currently postponed until the fall for confidential reasons, but a remote high court meeting will be held on January 19th for the judge to hear Meghan's case for a summary judgment. If granted, the trial could be ditched altogether. So that's what I got.
Producer Dan, you would be Margaret Thatcher, by the way.
No, I want to be the guy with like the giant bearskin hats that stand out front of the palace and can't move when you run up to him.
The
Queen's Guard.
Right.
The Queen's Guard, yes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Well, let's get to it. It is quite the week on the show outside of everything happening in the world. Happening on this show, we have two of the members on the show with COVID, and then, of course, my daughter, and a gender reveal. It is time for Producer Dan and the Weekly Wrap-Up.
And now, the Weekly Wrap-Up with Producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
It feels so good to be back. What up, Boston?
What up, Dan?
You guys miss me? It's producer Dan, a.k.a. your grandma's favorite rapper.
You know it.
A.k.a. Young Teaspoon.
Yep.
AKA the French tickler, AKA bacon bitch, because I'm good on everything I touch. Kennedy.
Bop, bop.
DJ, drop that wrap up. New year, same me, I'm still money. Leave it in the past, hindsight's 2020. The hell year is over, let's be smart. 2021, we're off to a great start. Yeah, I'm just playing. Let me get started for real, what was I saying? Oh, right, you probably know this. Kennedy and Annie, chock full of COVID. It's a serious disease, we're not playing. But you gotta laugh at yourself, is all we're saying. Now we know Kennedy's kind of a loner. How in the hell does a hermit get the Rona? For 3 weeks, leaving her house was rare. COVID must have been outside, like she's still in there. Luckily, both their symptoms are mild. They're on Quincy quarantine for a while. I don't know if they packed up south. Kennedy's taste buds got evicted from her mouth. Since they out and about, all on the run, we decided let's have a little food fun. She could chew gum, put wasabi on the flour. Honestly, it's like the worst superpower. Tried sour cream, raw onion, garlic, hot sauce, lemon juice. Girl, what have you started? You didn't taste all that? Come on, you bluffing.
Nothing.
Okay, I believe you, but maybe grab a toothbrush, cause that sounds lethal. If Carson talks a little slower, understand y'all, it's because he's about to be a grandpa. Whew, man, my back hurts saying it. It's Matlock and Hard Candy now. Who you playing with? You gotta talk like a gramps, make it realer. Back in my day, it was a nickel for a sarsaparilla. But I know excited is how he feels. His daughter Kristen had a Zoom gender reveal. Pink or blue, what it do, baby boo? Don't matter the answer, that baby is coming through. They set the time, had the people en route. Whole extended family, half are on mute. The other half are too close to the camera. He's like, let's start this. I'm running out of stamina. A Christmas tree, two plugs to make it brighter. They had to see which color it's gonna light up. Little drum roll, and then they gave it a whirl. It's a girl. Congratulations, brother. You must be so proud. A grandpa to a girl. Say it loud. Pretty soon, you'll be real life holding her. We know you're gonna love sweet little Magnolia. Congratulations for real, man. You're gonna be an amazing grandfather. And to everybody out there listening, hold on. 2021 is gonna be better. I promise. Maybe. I mean, what else is there that could happen? Nazis on jetpacks? I don't know. I'm out, everybody. Have a great weekend. Peace and love.
You promised.
Anytime you can get sarsaparilla in there, I'm here for it.
It's tough. I had to knock the rust off. It's the first one in a while.
Dan,
I love it.
Do you need a tissue? I have one in my pocket.
And it's right up your sleeve, actually.
Right, along with the Werther's original.
I noticed your pants are a little higher today. I meant to call them trousers instead.
I have a little plastic coin purse as well. You don't get stuck behind me in line. All right, if you ever missed the Friday free-for-all, or excuse me, the weekly wrap-up with Producer Dan, we put it up in the podcast. You can get us to the iTunes podcasting app or at radio.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.